Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon here with you. And we got another interview coming to you live from the studio. Now, there are so many things to do all over the city, so many great places to go. But today we're highlighting a really cool music venue. I mean, this story is kind of crazy, but to go through it, we have the co-founders, KO and Cam, from Block Club. Hello. Oh, hold on. I have your mics up. There you go.
Thanks for having us, Nudia. Book Club.
Book yes. Club. Yes, yes. Sorry.
We love Block Club.
I think
Club
we were just talking about Block Club right now. Mm-hmm. So, Book Club. I mean, I want to get into so many things about this story. But first of all, Book Club is a venue since 2024. You guys purchased a building. You moved in. And you really pride yourselves on being a place for all generations, all genders.
Yeah.
How hard is it to buy a building in Chicago? I mean, you guys are at a great location too, like a legendary location.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was the city wanting something like this to happen, and like people in the neighborhood around who knew the Elbow Room or people who knew of the Book Club name before we purchased the building, everyone was sort of egging us in that direction, you know what I'm saying? Like, the people wanted a place to go to, the artists wanted a place to play at. So it was sort of something that had to happen no matter what. So we figured it might as well be us to like sort of lead that.
Do you feel like other organizations should have brick and mortars? I mean, right now, like, if you look at like parties are traveling, you know, we see DJs throwing their own parties and traveling artists, of course, go from city to city. Do you think it's important for entities to have a steady brick and mortar location?
Absolutely. Whether it's their own or reliable relationships with those independent venues, it's certainly important for any independent artist to have that kind of direct access to a stage. Absolutely. If I'm understanding your question correctly, our leap of faith was a tremendous one. And although we are the co-founders of the space, the new Book Club, legitimate Book Club in the former Elbow Room, would not be possible as we know it without help from our co-owners, mm-hmm. Nick, Marin, and Rupert. Without them coming into, quote, into the real world, unquote, in legitimizing from a, quote, DIY, unquote, space. Yeah, we got to shout out Nick, Marin, and Rupert.
Just to add to that list, because obviously, like you said, it was a tremendous effort to get to where we are. So every show that we do is powered by ETIX. They believed in us the entire time and were the first people to be excited about the project as much as we were. And another huge shout out to First Women's Bank. They took a huge chance on us and gave us the tools that we need to, both of those entities, along with our extended ownership, like gave us the tools that we need to go from something that was just happening in a room to a brick and mortar establishment.
I was going to say, you know, I wanted to ask how many people it takes to really run this whole project, because it seems like a lot. Anyone who has just thrown an event period knows it's a lot of work. So I can't imagine running a whole venue, a whole ship. Yeah. But how did this all start? I mean, you know, it happened in 2021, right? That's not that long ago.
Yeah.
You know, like to go from that and, you know, the quote unquote DIY venue and the secret location. How did that even come to play?
Originally, I moved to Chicago. We're both not originally from Chicago. Cam's been here a lot longer than I have. He came here for school and after school was throwing shows around the city. And when I moved here, I was really excited to perform and I was a blossoming artist. You know what I'm saying? When I came, it was right when everything, all the nightlife went away all at once.
And something, March 2020.
And so we actually had a show that was booked at another DIY and everything was going according to plan. We were going to have our big comeback and we had to relocate at the last minute. So Book Club 1.0 really came out of necessity, sort of the same way that us getting our hands on Elbow Room. It was just, we knew we needed a place to play. We knew other people needed a place to play. We knew that we needed a live context for the music that we had been making over the last 6 to 8 months. And so that was the main push behind even opening a DIY spot. We weren't like, oh, you know, it would be a great plan or like a good scheme to pull off. Like, let's start a venue. It wasn't even like that. It was truly something that we needed.
And from 2021 to 2023, you did that. How many shows did you guys put on during that time?
So the first space made it to this past summer, summer 2024. In a little over 3 years, we were sometimes 7 nights a week, often 7 nights a week. Mathematically, that's probably close to 1,000 shows in the original spot.
Yeah. That's crazy. And you guys were there every night?
Oh, yeah. Well, at peak.
Yeah. 4 out of 7 nights, I would say you would see both of us there. We were blessed to have a lot of people who we still work with and trust to this day, who you might see at the current book club. We had people, just artists, who were either impressed by the space or just wanted to get involved with something like what we were doing. They offered their time and would help us out on sound and like stuff like that.
And looking to the current form, I think we just passed 25 or so shows in the former Elbow Room in the new form. So yeah, trying to keep it going.
Oh my gosh. And so from those early days, I mean, do you guys have a favorite moment from your guys's DIY days?
Favorite moments? Shucks. I got one if you
go
need
ahead.
Time to think.
Go ahead.
This is April 2023. I've been lucky to be early to the game of an artist called Bickle, like pickle, but with a B. He's out of Georgia.
And shout out Bickle.
We were the first to put him on live at all in April 2023 in the original book club. And we'll be putting him on for the second time in the former Elbow Room this coming May. Spoiler, I haven't talked about that online at all yet.
Uh-oh.
We love an exclusive.
So, but that was
here at Bocalo.
I think Block Club got a quote from Bickle once, and he said something about, he was like, the factor of how big the room felt versus how small it actually was. He had never felt anything like that before. Mm. We had a little 50, 60 cap loft space that he said felt like an arena when he was up there.
Wow.
And I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a quote, man.
Yeah.
And so
I would say I definitely had some highlights of my favorite acts that I've seen. I'm looking at you, Anti-Ghost out of Michigan. I'm looking at William Crooks out of Georgia. But I'm actually going to throw a curveball at you and give you my favorite moment that we've had so far in the current book club. We had a record number of crowd surfs.
Oh my gosh.
7 or 8.
It's true.
Back to back.
Safe crowd.
So, you know, they were all safe. Everyone was totally fine. You know, we were very much, we get involved. We put our hands
everyone
up there.
Lands
get
everyone lands gently. Everyone lands
yeah.
gently. Okay.
But that was something that I'd never seen before.
I was going to say, because in the loft, you probably couldn't crowd surf.
No, not even.
Nope.
In the new space, we got everything nice and high up and flush. So no equipment or artists were harmed in the making of that night. But that has been my favorite night so far. That was crazy.
I love it. And I really do love the name Book Club, because were you guys trying to be funny? Like, was it like, who made the name?
For the listeners at home, I'm nodding.
Cam?
I suppose I came up with the name purely, but were we trying to be funny? Yeah, perhaps.
The initial space that we were in, the DIY spot, it was a comedy club before we got our hands on it.
Shout out the crowd. The crowd theater.
And they did this beautiful, they epoxied all these pages of books to the floor.
What? And, oh my gosh.
And so we just put a couple books in the bathroom, and it was sort of like we already had the gimmick, you know what I'm saying? But book club was also an ode to that, an ode to the space.
Some of the books were already in the bathroom when we got there.
True.
It's like a little community library.
Yeah,
already going.
Those books could talk, right?
Yeah. And it also, we leaned into the privacy and the, you know what I'm saying? You got to be up to date to know what's happening in the book. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, either way you say it, it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Like, if you text your friends, like, oh, book club tonight, you know? Like, mm-hmm.
That's... Book club. Yeah,
but no, there's music.
Or you can tell your parents, so yeah, I'm going to book club,
yeah,
right?
They crowd surf 8 times at book club.
And so you had been doing the shows a certain way for so long on your own for like 3 years. What planted the seed about a venue? Because like I don't think a lot of people who throw events really ever get there.
Yeah. So I mentioned the show that we had for the initial kickoff, but part of the deal with getting that first show off the ground was that we had the space for the whole month. So it was sort of, what are we going to do? Are we going to try to book out more shows? Like, are we just going to do this one show? And like, we already cleaned the whole space up. We got speakers in here. And so,
yeah, we can't just veg out in this place for a month.
Exactly. So
it used to be a venue. We've proven that it can work safely as a tiny, tiny venue once again. Well, what do we do?
Yeah. And we always had that passion for live music. So while it wasn't like at one point in time, we were like, oh, let's open a music venue. It sort of was pushed into our laps that, like, we have to fill this time or else the show wouldn't have been worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we put everything that we had on that first show. And so it was just reacting to that.
And as KO mentioned, I had been throwing shows in the city for a long time, but I was treating each one like an art piece. And I only really had like one of those in me every like 4 to 6 weeks to throw.
It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of stress. Shows.
Yeah, stress, yeah. It's work, it's hours, it's handshakes, it's meeting people where they're at and bringing them, you know, getting them to the finish line, throwing a show no matter what. You got to do that 5 to 7 times a week to sustain a place. And so eventually we got there and we knew once book club had really taken off online and people were gathering in places online to talk about the shows, I was like, wow, we really have something. We're really serving a need here for beginning artists as a springboard.
And it wasn't really until we like cracked it open and like asked, okay, who wants to play, that we were able to go from just a couple of people throwing shows to something that could be seen as a music venue, because we just put up pictures of the space and said, who would play in this space? And we got hundreds of responses. And so a large part of Cam's job was organizing and herding those and shuffling the deck into something that's cohesive. But the music was good. The music was there. The talent is there. They just needed a place that was available to them.
I was going to say, I come from LA, and so coming to Chicago and the difference in the music scene, how the music scene's so good, like literally people give you a song and it sounds radio ready.
Yeah.
You know, the production, it's mastered, you know, like Chicago people do not play about their music.
No.
It sounds good. It's ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not only that, but there are artists in the Midwest. But for you guys, how fun has it been to be able to curate like artists and like listen to music? I'm sure you guys are this is like the dream, right? For you guys?
Yeah, I would describe it as that. I would say, I mean, obviously it's a lot of hard work, but anything that we were going to be doing is going to be hard work. Whereas this, us, and we talk to Nick and Marin about this all the time, just like this place is really like, when it has no people in it, it's magical. But when the people get in there and you're seeing the motion and you're hearing the music, like, it is something special. And every night I'm constantly surprised and constantly shocked by the quality of the music, but also at the beauty and symmetry of the space that we were able to create. It really is, I like to describe it as, we were able to build our own custom music venue. If we were able to build a music venue, what would be the things that we need and how would we do it? And we were able to do exactly that. And the place came out stunning.
It looks beautiful. It looks great. It looks expensive, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, which is like, for your guys' first venue, that's crazy. That it looks so nice and gorgeous and a place that people want to come. And also, you guys are dog friendly, right?
It's true. Bring your pups by.
During the daytime, right up until doors for the evening show. If we're open during the daytime, which we will be increasingly so as time goes on, we're going to open up more and more often during the week as it warms up this year. But yes, before doors for the evening show, you may bring your dog to the bar.
Yeah. And even if you don't want to go deep into the building, we always keep a box of milk bones outside. So just grab a treat, share with your pup. And,
just keep them on that leash, of course.
Yeah. Right? Safety. Look, you guys are licensed now, okay?
Yes. You above need, board.
That's right.
Yes.
That's awesome. And this is a place now everyone needs to go and explore, because like you said, before summer heats up, you need to know your spots. You need to know where you want to go, have your routine ready for summer, because I know everyone's going to want to be outside because this winter has sucked. This winter has been horrible. So I'm sure you guys are getting your summer lineups ready and things like that. Who are you guys? If you guys could book your dream lineup at your venue, who would it be? Like, let's do a headliner, because I feel like that question's too big.
I already got my answer.
Yeah,
you guys have it? Okay, your dream headliner at book club.
Thank you, Nudia. That makes it much easier.
I would want to have Young Thug's Coming Home show. That would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a dream. Also, booking Sa Baby would be crazy. Would love to see Sa Baby in book club.
Okay, I'm going to call it, and just because it's like, it's actually realistic, and the way we've been hitting agents up, it could happen. I think I'd love a solo show from Brandon Flowers of The Killers.
Okay. Okay.
He could sing anything for an hour on our stage, and it'd be worth it to me.
And we're going to save this audio, because if anything this happens, we'll we're going to say we manifested Brandon. It here at Vocalo.
Thugs, people.
Yeah,
thugs,
maybe
reach out to us.
That would be a crazy co-headlining show.
Yeah.
Lots of crowd surfing there.
Wild. Reach out to us at Book Club Shy.
I was going to say, let's plug it. Where can everyone find you? You know, directions to what's the easiest way to get to the venue, you know?
Of course. Well, that's 2871 2871 North Lincoln Ave at Lincoln and George. Lakewood is across the street, but we're technically we don't touch Lakewood Ave. Y'all know where the old Elbow Room is. That's where we're at. That's where we're at right now. 2871 North Lincoln Ave. You can keep up with everything. The best place is Book Club Shy, CHI as in Chicago.com. It's bookclubchi.com. And all our handles are, of course, Book Club CHI as well.
Yeah. And thank you so much, co-founders right now, Cam and KO, for being here with us.
Thank you, Nudia.
Thank you, Nudia.
Let's get back to the music right here on Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram and Facebook at Vocalo and on TikTok at vocalo.radio.